Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Is choking during sex permissible in Christian marriage? Written by Caitlin McCaffrey. Though I don't relish writing articles with dark and disturbing titles like this, I know God's word speaks to our sexual brokenness, even to questions that may seem taboo for polite company. Jesus engaged compassionately with people in disturbing situations, like the man cutting himself with rocks in Mark 5:5. He engaged with shame-filled sin, like the woman caught in the act of adultery in John chapter 8. Yet Jesus' response to these people is not condemnation or outrage, but healing, affirming dignity, and a call to repentance. Now, sadly, there's good reason for me to write on the topic of choking during sex, even for Christians. Why address this? Well, sexual choking, as it's called, has recently become a public health concern, most notably among young adults and teens. It consists of choking your partner, most of the time non-consensually or without warning, during a sexual encounter. Mainstream news outlets like the New York Times have reported on this growing issue, and medical professionals are now advised to screen for sexual choking to help explain neurological symptoms, chronic headaches, and strokes in young people. I'm going to read you a quote from a forum for medical professionals called MD Edge. It says this: "We've done U.S. nationally representative surveys as well as college campus representative surveys. And we find that consistently across four campus representative surveys, 64% of women report having ever been choked during sex. And around one in three women, age 18 to 24, throughout the whole country, report having been choked during their most recent sexual activity with another person." End quote. Choking during sex is no longer a fringe kink. It's made its way into the mainstream. Pornography's portrayal of violence towards women really is nothing new. Researchers believe that women who consume pornography at a young age are socialized to accept sexual aggression as a sexual or romantic event. I would argue this is leading to the disturbing normalization of being choked by a partner. A study in Austria revealed a correlation between exposure to sexually violent images and carrying them out in both men and women. Here's what the study said. Quote, "The high availability, the frequent use of pornographic material, and the portrayal of sexual activity in pornographic material that includes degradation, objectification, domination, exploitation, or aggression all lead to the premise that pornographic materials may be linked to people exhibiting partnered sexual activities that are similar to those depicted in pornographic material. A German study revealed an association between men's frequency of pornography consumption and their engagement in dominant sexual activities such as choking a partner or name-calling. Another German study revealed a correlation between women's frequency of pornography consumption and their desire for or actual submissive sexual behaviors, for example, being slapped by a partner in the face or being choked by a partner." End quote. Where can we begin in thinking about this disturbing trend? Can Christian couples mutually consent to choking during sex with integrity? Does God's word speak to sexual choking with any kind of clarity. Well, what is God-honoring marital sex? When it comes to sexual behaviors, Christians are wise to begin with a robust appreciation for the goodness of the gift of sex, what it is, to evaluate potential counterfeits and be able to identify what sex isn't. A few things. God-honoring sex is contained in an exclusive covenant between one man and one woman. We see this in Ephesians 5. God-honoring sex is a celebration of pleasure and delight. We see this in Song of Solomon 5. God-honoring sex is a celebration of God's goodness and his design. We see this in James 1:17. God-honoring sex is a celebration of relational intimacy that exists between a husband and a wife. This is in Song of Solomon 6. God-honoring sex is a celebration of the covenant that was made on your wedding day, and it's a re-covenanting of sorts. You can see this in Genesis chapter 2. God-honoring sex is focused on the good, cherishing, and pleasure of the other. We see this in Ephesians 5, 28 and 29. Finally, God-honoring sex is designed to bring new life through procreation, though, because of the fall, not all couples can or will experience this blessing. See this in Genesis 1:28. Godly sex should be the standard by which Christian couples evaluate the do's and don'ts of the bedroom, including behaviors like choking during sex that can hide in the darkness. As Mark Sanders wrote, our standard for marital sex is what glorifies God. So what about what's not God-honoring marital sex? After we've talked about what God-honoring sex is, the bounds of certain behaviors, they may become a little bit more clear. We will call things outside of God's intent for sex ungodly sex. So ungodly sex is sex that is focused solely on getting your needs met without regard for your spouse's desires, physical state, or well-being. This kind of sex is the fruit of selfishness. Ungodly sex is sex that's centered around personal fetishes. This is out of bounds for a God-honoring marriage bed. This kind of sex uses the other rather than cherishing and loving them. And finally, ungodly sex is any sex that is degrading, painful, confusing, or non-consensual. This type of sex has no place in Christian marriage, none. This kind of sex uses domination, evil, darkness, and pain in a context that is meant to exemplify the exact opposite of these things. So this begs the question, well, what if both spouses agree about sexual choking? What if in a Christian marriage they've mutually agreed to this practice because they've found it to be a way to spice up their sex life? Is mutual consent a wise measure for what's permissible? No, it's not. It's possible for both spouses to be deceived. Mutual consent alone is not enough to warrant any given activity in the bedroom. We must measure all our actions against the standard of God's word. Choking someone during sex represents the antithesis of godly sex. Choking communicates contempt, punishment, degradation, and disrespect. It can cause bruising, pain, neurological damage, brain injury, asphyxiation, or even death. When evaluating sexual behavior in Christian marriage, David White says the following in his excellent book, God, You, and Sex, A Profound Mystery. Will my spouse be served, blessed, and encouraged, or shamed, demeaned, and exploited? Is our activity a reflection of Christ's love for his church? Will my spouse experience love, safety, joy, comfort through this? Will our behavior lead to my spouse's flourishing, or will it mainly be for the benefit of one turning the spouse into an object of self-centered pleasure, end quote. Even if both spouses agree to the practice of sexual choking, this is an indication of brokenness in one or both spouses. It is not a green light to go for it. All married couples will bring some degree of ungodly desires and fantasies into their marriage bed. And this is because of the fall, which rendered all of creation, even down to our desires and fantasies, touched by a degree of brokenness. Any couple that is seeking to mutually introduce a practice of degradation and harm into their sex life should seek a path of repentance, not only for the behavior itself, but also for the broken desires that led to it. Some may need professional counseling to understand how their personal experiences of sexual harm or abuse may have played into their desires to give or receive harm in the context of the marriage bed. As a Christian husband or wife, your life, even your fantasies and your sexual impulses, are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 clearly teaches you belong to Christ. And you can trust that even amid confusion, that your Maker's way leads to delight, flourishing, and wholeness. So, what's the answer to the question? Choking during sex has no place in God-honoring marital intimacy. If you're in a Christian marriage where you're feeling degraded, confused, or harmed, something is wrong. If you're perpetrating these kinds of behaviors on your spouse, like choking, hitting, or other degrading practices, something is wrong. That is not God's intent for the marriage bed. I would encourage you to seek help through a professional counselor, your local church, or a trusted friend. If you're someone who's seeking sexual pleasure through these means, Harvest USA is here to help. If you yourself are a victim of non-consensual choking during sex or other behaviors that are making you feel unsafe, please reach out to the U.S. Domestic Abuse Hotline or text START to 88788. You don't have to continue to experience this, and the Lord Jesus grieves with you over your suffering and the pain that this has caused you. Even a taboo subject like choking during sex is not off limits to the Lord who made us, knows the depravity of our hearts, and stooped low to save us through his powerful, sin-shattering grace. Take heart. There is no darkness too dark for the Lord Jesus to illuminate with his hope and his help.